Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is exactly 15 minutes, just after 2.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
We were listening to another prayer, and this is a prayer for South Africa by Spirit Music, featuring Pastor Benjamin Dube, Matima Moremi, Takindo, Bongi and Colin, and the title of the song, Reveal Yourself. And the song I played just before the news bulletin is Joy by Vashon Michelle. And now I'm joined by my queen, Nonofo Ramakgolo, the founder of Dimpo Foundation. My queen, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
Welcome. I'm so excited to be talking to you. Finally!
Woo! Finally!
And I'm going to welcome you to the Radio Pulpit family. So whenever you're talking to us, you're talking to family. You're not talking to listeners. So you can't even call, you're not even allowed to call them listeners, but you can call them family.
Thank you. I'm honored to be part of the family.
Yebo. Yebo. My queen, tell us a little bit more about Dimpo Foundation. What is it all about? And how did it come about? Yeah.
Okay, Dimpo Foundation came about because I have a child with cerebral palsy. So seeing that people were not aware of the condition, I decided to start an organization where I will be raising awareness about the condition and also assisting where we can families who have people with cerebral palsy. So that's how it came about. And basically what we do is we raising awareness about the condition. We are teaching people about what cerebral palsy is, and we are also assisting families
affected by cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And is it easy raising a child with cerebral palsy?
Oh, my goodness. It's not easy at all. It's not easy at all because, I mean, we deal with a lot as parents. We deal with the fact that, you know, from the time when you are expecting a child, from the time you are told that you are pregnant, in your mind, in your heart, you are expecting a healthy baby. You already have plans, especially if it's a girl. You have a plan. You have plans, you know, to wear maternity, you know, and you know when that hits you, when you come to reality with the fact that everything that you thought about, it's not going to happen. You know, you're not going to be able to be walking in the mall holding your child's hand. It's really not easy.
And so these are the things that a parent goes through when they're raising a child with a cerebral palsy. So in all of this, how does it affect one's health as a parent, be it mentally, be it physically?
I will say physically, because now, remember, well, there are different kinds, but with my child, you know, physically, because she cannot walk, she cannot do anything for herself. So at the age of 17, I'm still, you know, I still have to bath her, I still have to feed her and, you know, take her from the bed to her chair, from the chair to the floor, you know. It has affected me to a point where I can't even stand for long because I've got now back issues. And I would say mentally, if you don't get help or if there's nothing that you believe in, then it can mess you up, you know. I remember when my daughter was still, I think she was still 3. I used to pray about her condition, and deep down in my heart, I believed that by 6, she to be working and but that 6K and it passed and there was no change. And I'm telling you, I used to cry all the time up until, you know what, I decided to take this condition and inform people about it. And when I started doing that, I think I also got my healing through the process. Yes. That's when I got my healing. Yes.
Okay, so talking about it also helps.
It really helps.
Expressing and letting others know this is what is happening. How were you met by the community around you where the children are doing well, they're neurotypical and everything is well with them?
It was not easy. I remember one time I sent my daughter with her cousin to go to the shops. And when they came back, I could tell that Dimpo was not okay. She was trying to communicate something. So I had to ask questions as to what is happening. So when I asked the cousin, she told me that other kids were laughing at her. So I took them. I said, come, let's go. It was a group of children. I was so angry. But when I got to them, I then realized that, no, man, these children is not because they are laughing. They are laughing because they don't understand what this is. So instead of taking my anger on them, I then said to them, do you know why she's like this? So I then started to tell them what the condition was. You know, you can get it anytime. I mean, you can be crossing the road, hit by a car, and then you can also be, you can also have the condition. So I then wrote in the group of the area where I was staying to say, guys, this is what happened. And later on that day, the children came to my place to say, Mama, we came to apologize. We came to apologize to Dimpo. And can you come play with her anytime? And I said, no, it's okay. And, you know, I was so fulfilled that at least now, you know, touching one day at a time, I mean,
one person at a time,
it makes me very happy to say, if one person can realize that what this thing is, then I'm very happy. So our community still don't understand this condition. You know, you'll be going to the malls or wherever you're going, and people still stay. And people, you know, sometimes rudely just come to you and say, what's wrong with her? Sometimes without even greeting you, without yes. So our communities still don't know about this condition.
Sure. And you mentioned something which I picked and like it was highlighted in my brain that somebody could be hit by a car, they could fall, and they find themselves now diagnosed with cerebral palsy. I was thinking of a young man who, as you were talking, I remembered the story of a young man who finished tertiary last year and got involved in a motorbike accident. And he doesn't know how to talk. He's a new person. It was as though the parents are starting from scratch. They had to do potty training. They had, and now he's got some stiffness in his muscles, and it's just something else. It's a new thing, and the family is trying to get into terms with it. They're just grateful that their children are alive. But many people do not know that that could happen.
It can happen anytime to anyone.
Sure. So is it that that person's brain or a certain area of a brain would be affected and then that could happen to them?
Yes. So it comes as a result of brain damage.
Okay.
So, yes. Sometimes you hear of, you know, let's say a child that is normal, the child can just have a high temperature, they can see.
Yes.
And the moment the oxygen does not go, if the oxygen does not go to the brain, then, you know, if the brain doesn't get the oxygen, then the child can get CP.
Oxygen deprivation can bring in CP. We hear of children who are deprived of oxygen at birth, and they are blue, and then they start having when they are supposed to grow normal like other babies, they are different, and they're diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And so it has affected you. You can't stand for long now. How about mentally, as a parent raising a teenager? Now a teenager, I know you come a long way. You come a long way. Yeah.
You know, I had to learn to live. And what do I mean by that? You know, when you have a child, everything then becomes about them. You don't even go out. You don't have time for yourself because now you have the. I remember there was a time where I even wanted to quit my job because I felt like no one can take care of my child the way I can.
Mm.
So everything then becomes about the child.
Mm.
But as time went by, I learned to take time for myself.
Mm.
And everything that I do, I make sure that I am okay first.
Mm.
Then I can be able to take care of her. And, you know, if it means I have to go out with friends, I would do that. If it means I have to go attend a seminar or whatever, I would do that so that when I come back, I'm full so that I can also pour to her.
Mm.
I've realized that I cannot be able to take care of her when I myself am not okay.
Hmm.
So I've learned to make myself okay first, make myself happy and okay first, take care of myself first so that I can be able to take care of her.
Sure. How do you do it? How did you get to that? Because as you said, many mothers that I've met, many fathers or parents that I've met, they don't have a social life. They don't attend conferences. When you're talking conferences, they're like, we need sleep. Because most of them don't even sleep. So if they can spend time at home and rest. And I don't even know if the parents really rest when they are at home, or it's just in the mind that because I'm home, I'm resting. How did you get to that point?
I got to that point because, I mean, I realized that even when I'm home with her, sometimes I'm a bit depressed. Sometimes I'm short-tempered, you know. And then I decided, you know what? Let me look for help.
Hmm.
Let me find a helper,
okay.
Someone who can help me. Let me teach the person how to take care of her. And then, you know, one day out of 7 days a week, if I have to go out just on my own with myself, let me be able to do that and not worry that she doesn't have anyone to take care of her.
All right.
Then I would do that.
I think one of the reasons why parents with children diagnosed with cerebral palsy or something closer to cerebral palsy have a challenge where when the child is nonverbal, then when you have somebody, you are not quite sure if I can trust them because my child won't be able to tell me.
Exactly. So obviously,
and it can drive you nuts.
Yes. So obviously, you know, with my child, I myself sometimes don't even understand what she's trying to say to me. So I've, at least with her, she's able to say yes or no.
Okay.
So sometimes I then ask questions. So that's how most of the time we communicate. And she's able to use her eyes. So most of the time, we have our own little way of, you know, of communicating.
Like, yes.
For example, when she's talking about God, she will look up. It means she's talking about either God or prayer or, you know, or when she's hungry, there's a certain type of way
she communicates
with her mouth.
Yes.
You know, when she wants water and, yeah, so sometimes strange enough, sometimes I understand it from the heart. You know, when I say that, most of the people don't even, they don't believe it. But as a mother, sometimes I can just literally understand it from the heart.
Yes.
And I start asking questions. And then she will say, yes, that's the truth. And no, if I didn't get it right. So we just have a way of communicating.
So you're at peace when you go out there and you're having your me time, because yes, you need that.
It is very important.
All right, let's take a break and then come back and talk about the importance of that. You mentioned earlier that sometimes you would feel depressed because you're locked in, you're cooped in, you're not going out, you're not meeting people. So let's come back and talk to family members about how important it is to have that me time, Elsa, as well, for a parent raising a child with cerebral palsy. We coming back, family.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Now, Radio Pulpit will be celebrating Women's Day on Friday, 9th August, in an exceptional way. Tune in to Radio Pulpit and join Jenna Lee Belong, Astichel Denise, and Ayanda Ninimba to pray for our country from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We call upon all women in South Africa to set time apart, even just for an hour, to pray with us. Let's invite friends and family to pray together for our country. Visit radiopulpit.co.za for the Women's Day prayer. Men are also welcomed to pray.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
You're on 657 AM. We gave you the sounds of Once More Six here on our knees. And my family, we are just about to say hello to Germany. Johan Els, get ready for 3 o'clock, because at 3 o'clock he'll be with you on something else, and he'll proceed with you from 4 tot 6 uur op Spectrum. And let me take a moment and also greet Frank Jakob. So hello to you. We love you. Thank you for always choosing us, and we love you too. And yes, my family, right now I am with the founder and CEO of Dimpo Foundation, Miss Nonofo Ramakholo, and we are talking about Dimpo Foundation, also addressing this important part: how can parents of children diagnosed with cerebral palsy do self-care? And she shared a little bit about where she's from and how Dimpo Foundation came about, and now where she's at with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I remember, my queen, you said, If you don't have something that you believe in, it's going to be tough. If you don't have anything to hold on to, then it's going to be tough. And for you, it's Jesus.
Of course.
And I can just imagine the times and prayers that you have, and the times where you go out and it's just about you and the Lord. So before we went to that song, I asked, how important is self-care for parents raising children with cerebral palsy?
Yes. So, like I was saying, even because sometimes when you know, our kids are very heavy. So, you know, even going to a spa for us is not luxury. it's a must-have, because these kids are so heavy, mm-hmm. and they end up affecting your body, you know. So it is very important to take some time off to yourself to go to a spa, go out for coffee alone, read a book or something, so that when you go back to the house, you are ready to give attention to this baby and love and, you know.
So it's very important to take time off. Some already mentally, they're not doing well. Is it okay if I would even go to see maybe a therapist for that?
Of course. You know, myself, I didn't see a therapist, but I prayed a lot. So prayer is one thing that has kept me up until so far, to a point where now it has rubbed off on my daughter. You know, the other day she was saying she needs to pray so that God can heal her feet so that she can walk.
Mm.
And, you know, I would just go to my closet and say, God, just do it for her, because she believes so much. You know, even if it doesn't happen, Lord, it's okay. But from her mouth, from her heart to your ears, God, just do it for her. So we're holding on to that faith. We're holding on to that hope that, you know, one day a miracle can happen.
You hold on even until the end. I've seen others also now joining support groups. Is there really help in these spaces?
They really do. They really do. Because, you know, when I'm alone, I would see something on my daughter or on my child and think that this is not normal, and I would just start panicking. But when you are with a group of people who have the same condition, you just ask, guys, this is what I'm seeing. And someone will say, no, I'm experiencing the same thing, and this is what I did. And, this, you know, it really helps in that sense that we are there for each other. If my child is not eating this, the other one would say, no, I've tried this. My child was also like this. I've tried this and it helped. So it's very important to be in a group of people who have who are raising kids like yours, so that you are able to share ideas as to what can I use, because on your own, it becomes really tough.
All right. Hi, Tulani in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. I also can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us. Even now, you are highly appreciated. And a family member would like to remain anonymous. Spongile, ask, please, Nonofo, how do I deal with anger? Because I am comparing my child with my sister's children who are well. My son was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. Nonofo?
I think I would say, you know, the best thing that you can do for yourself is acceptance. If you can just accept that this is my child, this is what I'm dealing with, then you will just see even the way you treat your child, the children around, it will be different. The comparison will stop. You will start appreciating your child for who and what they are.
I don't know how true this is, but I want to ask you, in your experience, that when you love your child, when you give all that you, when you pour into your child, everybody else around you starts pouring, starts loving that child, starts appreciating and accepting that child, as soon as you also accept?
That's 100%. You know, it becomes so visible, because, I mean, even the way you start now, caring for the child, the way you treat the child, other people will also do the same. Because remember, when you love your child, you start, let's say, going out with them, you know, people seeing that, you know what, I've been hiding my child. So it's okay for me also to go take her out sometimes so that she can see how other people live.
Meet with other people as well.
Exactly.
Sure.
But at the same time, I understand that it is not easy. You know, taking that wheelchair is very heavy. They might be the bikes yes. that they use for CP. They are very heavy. You yes. know, having to load it on the car off.
It takes the whole easy. Car.
It's not easy. You know, they are so heavy as well. Taking them from the house to the car, from the car to the bike, it's also not easy. But, you know, trying, because so that they can also feel that I don't only stay in, you know, I'm not only kept in the house. I'm able to go to the shop, see the malls, go to mama when she goes to a baby shower and all that.
Go to and church also, yes. to stores, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, with this organization, what I've realized is that a lot of people are keeping their kids in the house, houses. And
it's, know, in a form, it's in a way, I think most parents say that they are trying to protect their children from the masses.
Yes. But now you cannot protect, well, this is how I feel, you cannot protect them by hiding them. Yeah. You also must take them out so that they also grow a thick skin to say, you know what, I used to do that with my child. Every time we leave the house, I would prepare her. Now, Nakira, you see, you are on a wheelchair. So normal, I mean, other people are not on wheelchairs. So they're going to be surprised at your big, nice car. So, you know what, don't let it affect you. Mommy loves you. You know, I will just reassure her of my love for her. You know, just prepare your child mentally to say, we are going out, 1, 2, 3 can happen.
Yeah.
So that they don't become shocked.
All right. Your closing statements, my queen, to families affected by cerebral palsy?
My closing statement is acceptance. I always preach acceptance. Accept your child for who they are. And you will see every other thing will, you know, it's not going to change the situation, but the moment you accept, then you also have peace. And I mean, when you have peace, the way you carry, the way you take care of your child will also be different.
Yes. Sure. So how do we get hold of Dimple Foundation if we need to talk to you about something, ask questions, or get engaged with you?
I have a number that I can give out.
Yes.
My number is 082-216-3097. And we are also on Facebook under the Dimple Foundation. Yes.
Wow, my queen, thank you so much for talking to us and encouraging parents affected by cerebral palsy. Nobody calls it upon themselves. They find themselves in that space, and sometimes they don't know how to swim. But thank you that you have walked this journey, 17 beautiful years, and living through it all with the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ carrying you. And thank you for sharing and also opening our eyes to these. And I think today somebody is also ministered onto to say, hey, no, I got to change this. I got to add that for my child to make it better. Also work on myself, also get healing myself and counseling for myself so that I can pour out love all the time when I talk to my child. Thank you so much for engaging with us for the first time, but we are coming back soon. We'll be talking to you again. But thank you so much for today. Have yourself a beautiful one and welcome to the Radio Pulpit family.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And yes, my family, that is our beautiful queen, Nonofo Ramakgolo, and she is the founder of Dimpo Foundation. If you'd like to be in contact with her, it is Dimpo Foundation on Facebook, and you can also drop her a message or call her on this number, 082-216-3097, 082-216-3097. I know there are so many families in South Africa that are affected by cerebral palsy. And I think in the coming weeks or so, we'll be talking to one who is living with cerebral palsy herself. But the Lord has been so good. She's doing amazing things. And she has developed a movement called Amazing Abilities. But that is for some time during the weeks, and be on the lookout for that. But yeah, for Nonofo, 082-216-3097.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.